In this week's parsha, a prominent position is given to the mitzvah of Shemitah. If I daber Hashem Moshe b'har Sinai leimor, what's on Har Sinai? The first mitzvah that gets this heading of Har Sinai is the mitzvah of Shemitah. So we know, as I'll say, Ma'in Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai, that perhaps an example of that all the mitzvahs were given from Sinai, but nonetheless, somehow Shemitah was given special prominence, and especially segueing from this week's Parsha into next week's Parsha, where in Bechukosai we see that the Churban and Golos come specifically as an Aveira for not keeping Shemitah. And we see that even in Jewish history, that in the Tanakh, the 70 years of Golos Bavel were for all the Shemitahs they didn't keep. So somehow there's something very, very important and crucial about the mitzvah of Shemitah. What is so deep and central about Shemitah? So many of the Rishonim love here to attack the Rambam and the Ravuchim, who suggested that perhaps the main benefit of Shemitah is that you have to let the land rest in order not to deplete all the nutrients and ruin the fertility of the land. And they point out that that's very hard to accept, because if so, then why would it be V'shavsar Shabbos Lashem? Why is that Lashem? It's just good advice. And even more so, why would it be such a central part of the Torah and you'd get gullus for not keeping Shemitah if it's just good agronomic advice? Then it shouldn't be so prominent. And therefore, all the other Mefarshim assume there's something much deeper going on here. The Chinuch says the main, in Ishur Shem Mitzvah, the main reason for Shemitah, and the Ramban also focused on this, is like Shabbos, after all, Shabbos Lashem, to remind us of Bryas HaOlam, that Hashem created the world, and that one shouldn't think, Chas V'Shalom, that the world was not created. Therefore, just like every week, we work for 6 days and rest for one to remember Hashem's creation of the world in 6 days, and Vayonach Vayom HaShvi. Likewise, the years, we work for 6 years and rest for one to remember Bryas HaOlam. The Ramban adds to this, and Rabbeinu Bachya here focuses on the fact that we know from the Ramban in the very beginning, of the Pirush on Chumash, he points out that the Sheshish Mevarashis are really a pattern that is going to be lived out throughout the history of the world. Shita Alfi Yom and Havi Alma V'Chad Chorev, Chazal tell us, there will be 6,000 years of work, of regular history, and then will be the Yom Shekulu Shabbos Menuchel Chai Olamim, then will be the Geula, and the Shemitah reminds us not only of Bryas HaOlam in the beginning of history, but of the end of history, how there ultimately will be a Geula after the 6,000 years, the 7,000 year will come, and there will be an ultimate Geula tied into Yovel also. So perhaps this reminds us of basic philosophical concepts, whether the beginning of time or the end of time, although it's still, and therefore, they say that's why it's so chomer. If you deny Bryas HaOlam, or you deny your belief in the ultimate Geula, then that's a very serious Aveira, which on the one hand is true, on the other hand leaves us to wonder, a person could believe in Bryas HaOlam and just have trouble keeping Shemitah, and it says a big Yetzer Hara to make money, or he could believe in Geula, but it's just hard for him to let the land lie fallow and not have any crops for a year. So what makes that quite so chomer? So many of Farshim suggest that, you know, it's not just abstract philosophical concepts that this reminding us of, but tachlis existential factors in the way we live in our relationship with Hashem, and you could take that in two drachim. The Kli Yoker suggests that, basing off something the Chinuch also adds, but he says the Iker reason for the mitzvah of Shemitah is to teach us the idea of bitachon. 6 years is working through Derech HaTeva. Obviously, everything comes from Hashem, but we don't necessarily count on it coming from Hashem because we work through Derech HaTeva. Once every 6 years, Hashem tells us not to work. Oh, then how are we going to eat? Chitomar menocha b'shana hashviyas. So the Torah says, "V'tzivises berchasi lachem," that Hashem will somehow use hashkacha pratis and the fact that He runs the world to take care of us, even when we don't take care of ourselves. As the Kli Yoker says, then we understand why this is so crucial, because Shemitah is the challenge that's training us to have bitachon, even though we're supposed to work through Derech HaTeva. Ultimately, everything comes from Hashem. Ultimately, we need Hashem in everything. So every 7 years, do a little targil, a little practice, to remind yourself that we can really trust in Hashem, and Hashem will come through, and Hashem ultimately runs the world and not our own efforts. If someone does not have that bitachon, then they're basically denying Hashem's hashgach in the world, not just philosophically, but practically in their lives. They're denying that they can really put their faith in Hashem and not themselves. And they understand why that's so chumer and should lead to a churban and a galus, because if people don't put their faith in Hashem, then mida k'neged mida, perhaps Hashem, chas v'shalom, will not come through for them. And therefore, the Shemitah, even those of us who are not farmers, and our experience of Shemitah is limited to what hashgacha we buy in the store, which is not a tremendous nisayon of bitachon. You know, if it costs, if you have to go to a different store, spend an extra few shekel, that's not really a nisayon of bitachon for our modern-day reality. But nonetheless, in our lives, it reminds us that there are times when we each have our nisyonos, and, you know, whether it be in business or in anything else, and we have to do things the way the Torah says, and it reminds us of the importance of bitachon in order to do the right thing and live the right way. I just want to point out that Chazal actually deal with this explicitly in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lama Tesam and Aleph. There's a question that was asked, my Tama de Shviyasa. What's the reason for Shviyas? And they answer that Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Ziru Sheish V'Shmitu Sheva Kedei Shetedu Shaharet Shelihi. Says very pashut answer, right? It says later on in the parsha Ki Li Haaret. Ultimately, why is it so philosophically important to keep Shemitah? Because who does the land belong to? If it belongs to us, we should do whatever we want. If it belongs to Hashem, we should do whatever He wants. And if He said to plant 6 years, plant six. If He says to plant seven, regardless of what will happen in the 7th year, if it's His land, then obviously we have to follow His instructions. He's the Baal HaBayis, not us. That is that's philosophical, but it's also very existential, very lemaisa philosophical. Ultimately, whatever we have, specifically Eretz Yisrael, you know, just recently we celebrated the 70th Yom HaTzma'ut of this tremendous Nesim Atana that Hashem gave us, Medinas Yisrael. He gave us this land. Ultimately, what makes us successful or unsuccessful in this land, what makes the difference between Geula and Chas V'Shalom Galus is it our land or is it Hashem's land? He gave it to Hashem that we have the privilege that He wants us to be His avoda, to be His representatives, and to live here and to try and bring Ritzon Hashem to fruition on this land. Ultimately, someone who thinks that the world belongs to them is headed towards, unfortunately, the klolos b'chukosai. Shemitah teaches us to remember that everything belongs to Hashem, and ultimately, I think this all ties back to the Sefer Achinuch. Bria Sa'olam is a very nice philosophical concept, but it happened a long, long time ago. I think perhaps what the Chinuch really means on a deeper level is not just Bria Sa'olam as a philosophical concept, but Bria Sa'olam as a practical, existential concept. If Hashem created the world, it's still His. It's the sound of the Adam after we make a bracha, but that's exactly the point. Bria Sa'olam is not just what happened a long time ago, it's not just for philosophers, but ultimately, Bria Sa'olam means the world is Hashem, everything's from Hashem. Whatever comes from Hashem, I don't just say a bracha, but I actually mean a bracha. That thank you, Shahakol Nia B'Dvaro, Borei Pri HaAdama. And I think that's ultimately the real message of Sinai. The real message of Shemitah is Bahar Sinai. What is Bahar Sinai? Har Sinai is ultimately revelation. Is when we recognize the truth of Hashem, but not just revelation in an abstract sense of I'm a philosopher, but in a very practical sense. We recognize the truth of Hashem and therefore keep the Torah, and therefore we're kabbal things. And I think that's ultimately the message of Shemitah. The message of Shemitah is, whether we're farmers or not, recognize Hashem, Bria Sa'olam, recognize who runs the world, and Bahar Sinai, and take that into our lives and make it a commitment and make that relevant to our lives. If we really believe in Hashem, then everything we see, we appreciate on a different level because it's really Hashem's. If we really believe in Hashem, whatever we do with that which we've been given is not something we do with our own property, but something we do as stewards with something that Hashem put us in charge of and gave us a job to do with. And whenever we're faced with questions about the future and don't know whether to do the right thing or what we should do in the future, if we really believe in Hashem, we know that He runs the world and no one else runs the world. And then ultimately, if we do the right thing, everything will work out the way it's supposed to be. And Bezrat Hashem, even if we're not farmers, if we internalize the message of Shemitah from Har Sinai, then we can ultimately lead to the brachos that we'll see in next week instead of Chas V'Shalom, the opposite, and see Meherav Yameinu, V'nasati Mishkani, Besochechem.